إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through the taqwa of Allah that we find safety in this world and the next. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our salvation, our success, our rectification, our happiness, all lies in obeying and following the guidance of the Quran and Kareem. The Quran is the guide to the straight path. The Quran is the light on the pathway. The Quran, it opens up the mind to the correct understanding of things. And it is through the Quran that we realize the goodness for ourselves and the benefits, and we ward off the harms. So what is more beautiful than spending a few moments in contemplation of one of the verses of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend some moments reflecting on in the shade of one of the verses of Allah, so that we may benefit from the warnings and from the reminders. One ayah, one verse in the Quran, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a great and vast meaning. One verse that contains a great number of reminders and benefits and principles by which one rectifies his character and his behavior and his relations with others. One verse which is a guide by which we can guide our lives and guide our characteristics and our behavior. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah is the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. Indeed, Allah, He commands justice and goodness. وَإِيْتَاءِ بِالْقُرْبَى, and giving to those near of kin. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. And he prohibits wickedness and evil doing. والبغي and rebellion. يعيذكم. He warns you. لعلكم تذكرون. In order that you may be reminded. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, an ayah that contains great principles, great concepts, and noble goals and guidance for mankind. In it is the key to success and happiness. In it is the guide to all goodness, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said. This ayah has contained all goodness and forbidden all types of evil. And Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he says, this verse has not left any good except it commanded to it. And it has not left any evil except it has prohibited it. And Qatada, he said, there is no beautiful character or akhlaq that one can act or do except Allah commands it in this verse. And there is no evil character except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited it in this ayah. This is a verse that is from the all-encompassing meanings that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the things that was one of the unique characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was given words that had great comprehensive and vast meaning. Brothers in Islam, this verse, it commands to the principle of justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدَلِ. Adal, justice. This verse, it commands justice. And justice, first and foremost, includes fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most complete and perfect way. True justice means that all of our worship, all of our obedience, all of our fear, our hope, our desire and longing belongs to Allah alone. True justice begins between the relationship between a servant and his creator. Fulfilling the rights of his creator, having humbleness and repentance only to him. And part of true justice is fulfilling or obeying the laws of Allah, the Sharia of Allah, with moderation, the way that was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without exaggeration and without leaving out or watering down. بلا إفراط ولا تفريط. This is justice between the creation and the creator. In this verse, we also see the command for justice, which means fulfilling the rights of the creation, and that treating all of creation with equality, all of people, our relationships with others should be built upon justice and fairness and equality in all the types and forms of fairness and justice. And that we should stay far away from the opposite of justice, which is zulm, which is oppression, which is enmity, which is wrongdoing in all of its forms. Justice, adlun, that does not allow any hawa, any feelings and whims to affect it, from anger or sadness or happiness or jealousy or hatred. Justice that is not changed, that does not change due to the benefit of a relative or one near of kin. Justice that is free from unfairness to the rich or the poor, but rather they are treated equally. The strong and the weak are treated equally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ
وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ. Do not let the hatred or the wrongdoing of others cause you to do wrongdoing, cause you to sway away from justice. Rather be just. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. This is closer to piety. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a type of justice, a type of fairness that is required from the rulers and the ruled. It is required from those in authority, those who are judges, those who are husbands, those who are wives, those who are mothers and fathers. Every single individual, singly and collectively, must establish justice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, indeed, the establishers of justice, al-muqsitun, they are on thrones of light with Allah on the Day of Judgment. Those who they do justice when they make decisions and rulings, and they are just with their family, and they are just with those under their authority. Rawahu Muslim. Gathering of believers, the next part of the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمَرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Ihsan, it means goodness. Ihsan is a virtue, a general and great virtue that encompasses the relationship of a servant with his Lord. Ihsan meaning that a person, he does his best to perfect his acts of worship with his Lord, making it sincere for his sake, having true love for him, having hope and fear and love and desire for his Lord. It also includes ihsan with Allah, includes doing extra acts of worship to draw near to Him. And it includes as well all aspects of life and every relationship with mankind. Ihsan or goodness, it includes and encompasses every human relationship, every relationship with man, with fellow man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say to mankind, good, what is good. Indeed, ihsan is a virtue. It is a principle that includes all types of goodness. All types of goodness in speech and in actions. It includes all kinds of good character, beautiful akhlaq. And it includes giving, when somebody does good to oneself, to give better to him in return. This is called ihsan. And it includes, if someone does harm to oneself, to respond with it with that which is better, to respond with what is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us that ihsan, it includes forgiving. When one wrongs another, responding with forgiveness, with kindness, with what will remove the enmity and purify the hearts and bring the love and attract the hearts and remove the ill feeling from the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. اِدْفَعْ, respond with that which is better. بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Ihsan, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it includes the meaning of wanting good for others, wishing to benefit or help others.
It means mercy for all of creation.
وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
وَأَحْسِنُوا. Do good. Allah loves those who do good to others. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a very famous hadith that is included in the fourth hadith of Imam Nawawi, of the most encompassing and important hadiths, he says, indeed, Allah has written goodness in everything. In everything. So if you kill, kill with goodness. And if you slaughter, slaughter with goodness. Sharpen the blade and put the animal at ease. Rawahu Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from ihsan, from goodness, is giving to the near of kin. وَإِيْتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى, the third command in the ayah. Giving to those next of kin by joining the bonds of love and brotherhood with our next of kin, our brothers and sisters, our family relations. By being good to them, having love for them. And it is mentioned specifically in this ayah, although it's included in ihsan, goodness for all of mankind, but it's mentioned specifically in the ayah to show its great importance. إِيْتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى, being good to the next of kin, the relatives and the relations. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him join the bonds of kinship. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, whoever wishes for blessing in his risk, his provision, and he wishes to increase his lifespan, then let him join the ties of kinship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these three commands in this ayah include all goodness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمَرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah commands justice. والإحسان, and goodness to all of creation. وَإِيْتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى, and giving and caring for those of near kin. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the obedience to Allah. Obey Allah and do not follow the whims and desires to disobey Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the second half of the ayah, briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the three prohibitions, the nahis. He says, and these three things that He prohibited are the foundations, are the spring of all evil. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits al-fahsha, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَى. Fahsha, it includes all evil things, such as shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that is prohibited and that is ugly of speech and actions. Everything that is ugly of speech and actions. And from these, first and foremost, is making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that this, the pure nature finds ugly, fahsha, is everything that the human nature finds disapproval of. And every true law it condemns. It includes zina. It includes, as we mentioned, shirk. It includes stealing. It includes wronging or doing wrong to others. This fahsha, it brings harm and destruction. And it brings harm to society. brothers in Islam, from the second of the prohibitions is the prohibition وَيَنْهَا عَنَ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
Munkar,
it means everything, everything that's prohibited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything that goes against the commands of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is munkar. Anything that is a disobedience to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third of the prohibitions, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the prohibition of baghi. Al-fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi. Baghi means rebellion or transgressing the limits. And specifically it means wronging the honor of a Muslim brother, or harming his blood, or taking his wealth wrongfully. Rebellion against the believers, such as taking his wealth or destroying his honor or taking away his what is rightfully his. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, every Muslim is sanctified upon his fellow Muslim. Kullu Muslim ala Muslimin haram damahu wa maluhu wa irduhu. His blood, his wealth, and his honor are sacred. Anyone who wrongfully takes away the blood of a Muslim, he has violated, he has committed baghi. And from the types of baghi that we see today is the spilling of the blood of the innocent Muslims, the spilling of the taking of their wealth and oppression of the believers. So such is a contradiction to this verse. And Allah, they should know, those who do that, that Allah is ever watchful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah, He is overseeing over them. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is no sin that has more right for Allah to hasten its punishment than the person who in this dunya. There's no sin that deserves the punishment more in this dunya than the one who oppresses others. Al-Baghi wa Qatiyat al-Rahim. No sin will be punished more readily in this world before the next world than rebellion against the rights of others and cutting off the ties of kinship. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, again I remind you and myself that the greatest lesson we learn in this ayah is that the Quran al-Kareem should be our guide. It should be the light for us on our path in this world. All of our akhlaq and character, our very loves and desires and hatreds, should be in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you truly believes until his hawa, his desire, is in accordance to what I have come with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this book and help us to adhere to it till the day we meet Him, us and all of our progeny. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa zubna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa zubna ijtinaba. Allahumma khidr al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم أصلح شبابنا ونساءنا وأنفسنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نسألك أن تؤلف بين قلوب المسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وبين قلوب أهلنا وأزواجنا زوجاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأزواجه وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان والإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة. Thank you.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى فلم الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.